Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Take a listen to presenter Claudia Winkleman on why she bans her children from marking Mother's Day.
Because I have quite a strong view on Mother's Day.
Okay.
And yeah, I can't stand it.
Do you tell the kids this?
If the children come even near me with anything that resembles a card, a flower, a breakfast in bed, a speech, I'm going to stop you there. Now, let me just say, if they want to unload the dishwasher and come up to me and let me lick their eyebrows, which is all I want to do, and as they get older, they have opinions about this, which I'm finding quite difficult. My eldest is 21. I'm like, just lie there and let me do it. If they can do that on the other days, if my husband wants to turn around and go, I'm not being funny, but you're amazing, kiss me on the neck, and then make me a delicious burger. He can do that on the 12th of February.
Yeah.
He just can't do it on the 14th.
Got it.
Let's just say out loud that mums are utterly brilliant, so they should be celebrated.
Yes.
Siobhan O'Connor is with me. Siobhan's a Sunday Mirror columnist. Is Claudia right to ban Mother's Day, Siobhan?
Don't you just love her?
She's brilliant.
It is actually quite interesting what she says, because, you know, I had the vomiting bug there yesterday. I'm just recovering from it, Andrea.
Oh.
And my little girls, I got it off them, by the way, as we know. But my little girls came up off their own bat with little homemade cards that they had created after school, because they were so worried about me. And they came up to the bedroom with these homemade cards. And I was ecstatic, because that was really genuine. It was coming from a place of love. Whereas I do feel that on Mother's Day, it's kind of a case of Hallmark Day, make sure we do it, and say if you forget, and you have to make sure you get the cheap petrol station flowers, or, you know, let's go out and, you know, have an overpriced dinner that we're all going to shove ourselves into one room. And it's almost like that sort of Valentine's thing of day, you know, where we have to just do it. So I kind of think she's onto something there.
So just don't bother with the flowers from the petrol station on Sunday, and the breakfast in bed and all that goes with it. It's as you say, it's the genuine, thoughtful thing, like the little homemade card on the day that you're sick at home.
I think so. And, you know, like, the thing is, I agree with Carol there on the breakfast in bed. I get up way earlier than everyone else in the house to have my bit of peace. So last year, I remember having to get back into the bed, God love them, because they were bringing up what they'd made. And it was very cute. But at the same time, mine are so young. I know her kids are in their teens. Like, you kind of don't want to seem like the bad egg, like ruining their moment.
Yeah.
But I think where it comes, where it's wrong, is the commercial section. It's almost like, okay, Christmas is over, then let's get Easter eggs out, let's get the Valentine's cards out, let's get the Mother's Day cards out. Forcing people
It's a huge expenditure, Siobhan. I don't know about you, but like I just mentioned here, you know, earlier in the office, like I feel like nearly for the last 2 weeks, every time I go onto my Instagram, it's nothing but, you know, afternoon tea deals for mum for Mother's Day and such a restaurant and other places pushing afternoon brunch. And like there is huge pressure on people. It's what are you doing for Mother's Day?
There is. You're so right.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know about your own family, Andrea, but my mum, I was just chatting to her beforehand there. I said, oh, I'm going to News Talk. And I said, what do you think of it? And she said, I'm very American. And she said, there's no way we want to go out necessarily. Now, I shouldn't speak for the whole population, but a lot of our own mums say, I'm in my 40s, right? My mum would rather we go for lunch on another day as opposed to having to go on the day where everyone is going. And, you know, and as you say, Andrea, hiking up the price, and that's where I have the problem with it.
And
is
it's
nice to
some of the deals, like it's a lot of money, because it's probably your, you know, maybe your mum or a sister or two or three along going, and absolutely no change out of well over probably 100 quid easily, I'd say, for a lot of the packages that you see. Andrea Maher is an author. Siobhan, Andrea is with us as well, author of the new book No One Saw a Thing. You love Mother's Day though, Andrea.
I do. Bring it on. I want all the things. I want breakfast in bed, and I want lunch out, and all the attention and all the hugs. And yeah, I think it's great. I mean, look, you know, I get it. You know, in the clip you played, I fully get it that if the dishwasher is not being emptied any day of the year, it's not really great when it's just emptied on Mother's Day. But my kids don't really go in for the whole housework on Mother's Day thing. they do as little as they do any other
You're
day.
Right.
So it doesn't make too much difference. But they do bring breakfast in bed. And when they were small, it was just really cute. You know, they'd come up with cold toast. And I remember once they brought me up tea that had been made with a tea bag in cold water. So my husband started to supervise a bit more after that. But like it was really cute. And it was kind of more about them, really, because they were so excited about it.
Are there expectations? Like, what is the going rate, I suppose, Andrea, for Mother's Day? What do people expect to get? I know your kids are quite young, but you know, I'm just trying to think now, what would my own mother be expecting on Sunday?
Yeah, like mine are a little older now. They're kind of in their teens and tweens. And we don't do presents. So it's just breakfast in bed. And then we'd usually go out for something to eat. But like I'm talking about going to our local neighborhood pizzeria, which isn't somewhere that hikes up prices. So not a kind of a special Mother's Day afternoon tea or anything.
Yeah.
Just going out for something to eat, because honestly, I'd look for any excuse to go out for something to eat. So yeah, it's not in our house anyway. It's not about housework, and it's not about this kind of old-fashioned notion of giving mum a rest, because that suggests that mum is the drudge who does all the work every other day of the year. And if you've got any typical family where there are two parents and both parents are busy, both potentially working from home or outside the home, like, you know, I think that idea, if you're not, I'm not doing all the housework all the rest of the year, and I'm not doing it all on Mother's Day either. So it is more about the food side of things, the breakfast in bed, which has improved significantly from the cold tea and something to eat outside the house as well.
I've been asking people today, look, I know people say they don't have expectations, but would you be annoyed if you woke up on Sunday morning and, we'll say your adult children, whatever about the teenagers, but those in their 20s and 30s, if they didn't bother to send flowers or get you anything or bring you for lunch, would you be annoyed? My listener here says, my son sent me a hamper of chocolate bars with a lovely message in it for Mother's Day. This texter says, I'm with Claudia. My year would be made if everyone just cleaned up after themselves every day of the week, though. Joe makes the point. Wait till you hear this. There's he lived in Argentina, he says, for a number of years. They have Best Friends Day, Sisters Day, Brothers Day, Dogs Day, Cats Day, Uncle Day, Aunts Day. Never ending, apparently, in Argentina. Another listener says it's banned in our house as well. I have to buy for my mother, my grandmother, my mother-in-law, so I'm not passing that burden to my own daughter. I'd much rather a bunch of flowers for no reason at all on an ordinary day of the week than just because it's the done thing to do on Mother's Day. Aileen Hickey is the CEO of Parentline. Do you have big expectations, Aileen, now on Sunday?
Absolutely. Colossal expectations.
Fair play to you.
None of them will actually come to pass. Look, first of all, I have to say, unlike Claudia, I've never tried to lick any of my children's eyebrows.
No, I know.
That's the thing that caught my attention most there, I have to say. But anyway, look, I suppose the way I see it, Andrea, is, look, I like to have it all. Mothers deserve more than just one day. So obviously they should be celebrated every day. But that doesn't negate from an occasion to celebrate the contribution of mothers everywhere. Yes, of course, we'd like them to be emptying the dishwasher every day. But, you know, it's still no harm to have something that draws attention, I suppose, and celebrates mothers. And it's, you know, you can call it a Hallmark Day. You can call it whatever you want. And there are plenty of Hallmark Days. But, you know, again, I think just calling it a Hallmark Day takes away from it, because it does just pinpoint a day where we can think about mothers and think about the role of mothers. And, you know, I suppose, like Claudia, I don't want flowers. And the main reason I don't want flowers is because I'd have to put them in the vase myself and wash out the vase afterwards. And again, you know, as they say, behind every good mother is a basket of dirty laundry. And, you know, that's the way it works in my house. But what I think about Mother's Day, I think the good thing about Mother's Day is that it's about spending time with them and them wanting to spend time with you. So that doesn't have to be an expensive meal out, but I suppose it's a bit of bonding time. And, you know, I have five children and, you know, they won't all be around on Sunday. I have my own mother. So I have to make a choice between, am I with my own mother or the kids with me? But I think it is about bonding. And I, as I say, obviously every mother deserves to be appreciated every day. But to get a card on Sunday would be lovely. And, you know, there has been years where I've got something that costs absolutely nothing. I've got a singing card. So if anyone ever got a singing card, card basically means where they all appear at your bedside. They've spent absolutely nothing on you, but they sing a song, and apparently that counts as a singing card. So there you go. So if you want something entirely for free,
a singing card. As long as they can hold it out.
Yeah, I thought it was a good one, I have to say, yeah. Because, you know, at least it showed a bit of ingenuity when I got the singing card. And as I say,
I love
nothing
that.
Came with it. But, yeah, I suppose the singing card, and, you know, I suppose the thing about it is that, you know, when your kids are teenagers, it is important to get a bit of bonding time with them, yeah. In particular, because they're in and out and about and they're doing their own thing. The other thing is that when your kids are teenagers, it's important to have a dog because you need to have somebody in the house that loves you.
Yeah, very okay. Simply, just the four-legged friend. So you will do something, yeah. Even with your own mum on Sunday. Siobhan, will you do anything so at all? With the family?
I feel like the bah humbug now, girls. They will arrive up with their breakfast. They're already planning that, you know. They will arrive up with a little flower, but they'll go out and pick a daisy or something, yeah. You know.
Singing card like Aileen.
I love that idea, because they're mad at singing as well. It's so good. But like that, it won't be a Hallmarky thing. It will be all homemade, and, you know, we won't be going out for an overpriced dinner. And, you know, the same with my mum, we'll do something ourselves where we go off and get our nails done another day. It just won't be done on Mother's Day. Yeah. It's just carnage out there.
Will you, Andrea, will you actually do something so apart from a bite to eat?
Oh, like, that'll be it. It'll just be all about food on the day. But, like, the other thing is, you know, I was thinking there isn't really any occasion or festival or holiday that couldn't be called Hallmark or commercialised, like, you know, Easter eggs, Christmas, Halloween,
and it's so close, I suppose, to, you know, it's just after Valentine's, it's close to Paddy's weekend, St. Patrick's Day, you have Easter then, the following week. It's just, I suppose, it's a lot of expenditure, a lot of price for people. Listener says, I would hate to have breakfast in bed, crumbs in the sheets, trying to juggle hot liquids, plates, most likely the kitchen, a huge mess left for me to clean up, says this listener. And this texter says, I love Mother's Day, everybody makes a huge effort to spend time together with kids who are now in their teens. You're always in and out with activities and friends, so it's a chance to have time devoted to the family. Keep your Mother's Day gifts and ideas coming into us, 087 1400 106.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk.